If you listen to the latest round of gubernatorial campaign ads, you'd either think Governor McCrory saved North Carolina's public education system or destroyed it. WFAE's Lisa Wharf explains why that's a false choice and how there's more to a story of a teacher highlighted in a Roy Cooper ad.
Cooper's latest ad for governor begins with a screenshot. August 2016, a true story. There's a modest home with a U-Haul in the driveway. Then you see a young woman packing up boxes in a kitchen.
At first, I was so happy to teach in North Carolina, but we've fallen to 41st in teacher pay.
That number is right, but teacher pay has not fallen. Over the past 3 years, the state's average teacher pay has actually risen from 47th to 41st. For many years, North Carolina was in the middle of the pack, but wages began to stagnate in 2009. In 2014, McCrory and state lawmakers agreed to raise teacher salaries. And yes, as McCrory boasts in this recent ad,
and gave teachers the largest pay raise in the country.
That year, North Carolina's average teacher salary increased about 6%. McCrory and the legislature approved smaller pay raises the past 2 years. The state's average teacher pay totaled about $48,000 last year, but North Carolina still ranks among the lowest in the Southeast. Which brings us back to the teacher packing boxes in Cooper's ad.
Like over 2,000 other teachers, I'm having to move to another state so I can do what I love and make ends meet. Someone needs to fix this.
The teacher is identified simply as Adele B. in Durham. Cooper's campaign did not give WFAE her full name and did not respond to interview requests. The McCrory campaign has identified her as Adele Bannister, and we've also found that appears to be the case. She's a PE teacher who left Durham Public Schools for a teaching job with the district in Roanoke, Virginia. It didn't take a much higher salary to lure her there. Her salary is $43,000, just $190 more than in Durham. And the cost of living is similar, according to the Council for Community and Economic Research. Now, back to the first part of her statement.
Like over 2,000 other teachers.
Well, maybe, but spread out over a few years. Last year, just over 1,000 teachers left North Carolina to take teaching jobs in other states. That's the latest data the state has on that. Back in 2008, it was about half that number. One thing Cooper's ad does get right is that North Carolina is now ranked 44th in per-student funding. The state spends an average of $8,900 per student. That's about how much the state was spending on students in 2009, and that's not adjusted for inflation. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf.